From WBHM News, I'm Janae Pierre. Alabama's hospitals are under siege by the coronavirus. More than 2,700 people are hospitalized with COVID-19 statewide. Alabama could soon pass the previous peak seen in the winter. This week, the state recorded more ICU patients than available beds. This morning, we hear from three Alabama physicians on the front lines.
This is Dr. Ali Hassoun. I'm an infectious disease specialist in Huntsville, Alabama. I was supposed to be off the last 2 days, but because of the surge in COVID-19, I have been working for almost 3 weeks now daily. Of course, the cases with COVID continue to increase significantly. The hospital is getting full, the ICU bed getting full. Not only the hospital base is getting full, but there's shortage of staff. There's shortage of nurses. It's very hard to keep healthcare professionals continue doing what they're supposed to do with community is not doing their part.
Hi, this is Cynthia Renee Crowder Hicks, and I'm one of the pulmonary and sleep medicine doctors here at Diagnostic and Medical Clinic. This wave is a little bit more challenging to hold up, just being honest, because it was preventable. The majority of our population is unvaccinated, and with that being said, those are the ones that tend to decline. The big thing, and when you look at the patients, they're scared and they're by themselves, so they're lonely. They have no one to hold their hands or to talk to them. The more anxious they are, the less they're able to breathe. They all cry. They are all nervous. They are all very vulnerable at that point. The majority still say, "I wish I would have." And it's nothing we can do about that now. My hope is that you survive this.
My name is Nancy Toefel, and I am a professor of pediatric critical care at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. I work primarily in the pediatric intensive care at Children's of Alabama. And ever since this Delta variant became so prominent, we've seen a huge increase in the number of COVID patients. The other thing that seems to be different now is children are getting much more sick with COVID. Almost all of these families have some regret about not getting vaccinated. Some had some misunderstanding about the vaccines, and myself and some of the infectious disease experts have talked with them about getting vaccinated in the future.
You feel sorry for those who believe these misinformation, but at the same time, you see patient still saying there's no COVID. We don't believe there's these problems, and we're not interested in vaccination.
You know, it just blows my mind that we have gotten to this point. We've had to convert just regular rooms in a hospital to an ICU. Nobody feels that they're giving optimal care. We are overworked and we are frustrated. You know, I'm tired of my 47-year-olds dying. That was my day today. It's terrible.
Dr. Ali Hassoun is an infectious disease specialist at Huntsville Hospital. Dr. Cynthia Crowder Hicks is a pulmonologist at Infirmary Health in Mobile. Dr. Nancy Toefel is a critical care physician at Children's of Alabama. This audio diary was produced by WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen. Also, Children's of Alabama is a program sponsor on WBHM, but our news and business departments operate independently.